if somebody's pretty bad this way, you'd say that,
he's regurgitating.
if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick.
In his stomach.
If there's an old lady around the neighborhood that likes to talk a lot, you might say, well, she'd hardly gotten the news when she came right over.
She gossiped.
If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening, and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you might say, well, now if you don't come, I'll
be upset. No, you better come, because I'm expecting you.
Somebody might say, if you do that again to a little child, you might say, if he's misbehaving, if you do that again, I'll
whip you.
Say, if a boy and a girl are spending a lot of time together, you might say they were
dating.
Did you ever hear older words for a fellow when he's interested in a girl?
Courtin'.
What would you call him? You'd say that he is her
boyfriend.
Would you ever hear of older words for that?
Fella.
And she is his
girlfriend.
A boy that comes home with lipstick on his collar, his brother might say, you've been
smooching.
If he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what might she say to him? What might she say? You say she did to him. She
dropped him.
Would you ever say she jilted him?
No, I wouldn't.
She didn't turn him down, you'd say that they just went ahead and got
married. My goodness. You don't want to marry me, she can't marry
me. What people would you have at a wedding?
You would have the pastor, the bride, the groom, the bridesmaids, the groomsman, flower girl, ring bearer, the organist, the soloist, the flower arrangement, the head of the wedding. Then you go to the parents, the congregation, visitors.
Would you ever have a noisy band playing or something that would happen after a wedding?
Oh, like a dance, or the reception.
Would you ever have anything that would happen at night?
When?
Like, say, during a wedding, that if there were a wedding, maybe some people might come around and keep you awake?
Yes, like throwing, messing up your car.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Best thing to do is go out of town.
Yeah. Would you ever have a name for that, where they come around, say, and keep you awake all night?
I saw that on the Waltons.
Did you?
Yeah, a movie like that. I don't know, it's just a thing they do, you know, to everybody. Come stole him and took him in the woods and left him there. He got real upset.
Say you have a friend that lives, at a house a couple miles away, and the name of the people there, the Browns, you'd say that he lives
down the street, down the road.
If he lives, say, 10 miles away, you'd say he lives
about 10 miles.